Same thing at the corner of Danielle and,
I guess Mike Dolan thinks is the best, I mean, maybe he thinks Bruce's is the best design to where you have everybody just.
So they're all bid on the same thing.
Or maybe.
Yeah, but that's, to me, that's a negative for Bruce, because Bruce was the only one that went down and shot elevations and took the time to design it, you know, and to me, that's doing your homework, so to speak. You know, it's kind of like this deal across the street over here.
A little extra time.
Chad put time in it to do it, and he shot elevations and grade on it, and nobody else did that. They just come in and said, yep, this is what we're gonna do, type of thing. So
leave that alone.
Well, I think you need to go back to them and say, hey, we want this bid, but we want it bid at 12 and or an alternative 15-inch pipe and revisit it. But I don't think you can, I mean, right now I'm feeling bad for Bruce Construction because I know what Bruce did. They went down there, they shot elevation, designed it. You know, I'm not willing, or I don't think we should be willing to hand this to him and say, hey, this is what you need to do, because this is the homework he did.
I think though, this would have been something good for our engineer, right?
Yeah.
To look at and say, this is the way that I think that we should set it up. And then we take this to them and say, okay, how much are you going to charge us for this?
Chad's probably done some of our engineer work. Right. Mm-hmm. If Mike would have went down there and do it, he would have just X amount of money to do it.
I mean, you know, not just because he's here and we're friends or anything, but exactly what he does. He goes and, you know, he shot elevations over here and he didn't need to do that. You know, he took it upon himself to shoot the elevation, which tells me that he's got the best interest of the city involved.
Right.
If I was sitting in your shoes, I would be like, okay, let's just have Chad do it and be done with it. But now that we want to bid for 15 inch, you know, that puts a different perspective in it.
Do we want to bid for 15 inch? I didn't hear that, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Block, so like, 12.
I mean, you're gonna get probably 80% more capacity in that additional 3 inches.
And what do we have? Do we know what we have in there now for lines?
There's none.
There are no lines there.
In the other part where they put the basins and some connectors.
Oh, I think he had to do 15 on the new street.
On Lamphere.
But I mean, like on where Walker Way and Kevin is, they put a basin in there and attached to it.
I do not know.
That was another where they hooked existing. So I don't know what that existing is. I want to say that I think that existing is 8 inch, but I don't know that.
But the manhole was right there. The basin is 2 feet away.
Yeah, I know. But my question is do we have 8 inch in there now? In that
for
section?
For all the streets?
For anywhere in Walker Way, Celeste Circle?
I have no idea. I mean, that's way before my time.
I guess I'd like to find out what's on Lamphere. Is Lamphere only 12? Let's go with 12. If it's got 15, then yeah, we probably should get 15.
I'm pretty sure Lamphere's got 15.
Yeah, Lamphere should have 15.
Okay. So we go to hire and say, we want to bid for 15, not even waste the time on 12 with him, and then Chad, 15?
Well, I think in this case, you need to get the engineer more involved in it and say, do we need the 15?
He's our back.
Well, he's already said the 8 will work.
The 12.
No,
he said 8 would work too, but he said he'd rather have the 12.
He said he'd rather have the 12. Okay. He said the 8 will work. I'd rather have the 12. Mm-hmm. And then he said, you know, he goes, I think pseudo it would require the 15, but he said, we have not adapted pseudo. He goes, you guys can do what you want. That was his exact word.
There's not a lot of street going into this. Runoff.
It's been this way for I don't know many years
since it was built.
You know, it just now the rest of the houses are in. We created a little problem. The dip created a problem. Most likely, if that dip wasn't there, she might not even complain about the scene because it was the problem with the crosswalk.
Yeah.
Is there a catch basin here at the end, or is how are they going to do
that? Lamphere and Scene?
Oh, right here. I mean, and what do you know? What the size of the pipe is that it's coming into?
Yeah, there's a catch basin there. That's the new one. Because this is all new street from here down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm assuming it's 15.
15.
Yeah. And then this goes all the way across into that empty ravine.
And it dumps in that ravine?
Their basin, there, that take it to there, and then I think it splits halfway, and it goes over to Mississippi. Where it runs down that, on that other side over there.
Yeah, it's still within 15.
So is there room for any more building in there, or concrete or anything like that?
He's still got his other lots over there, don't he?
Two lots left.
So I think probably best to go with, you know, at least the 12 inch, because otherwise you can go with an 8 inch.
Well, I don't.
Then 5 years later, you might go have.
I personally don't think an 8 inch is a discussion. I think you're either gonna go 12 or you're gonna go 15. I just don't think the 8 inch is gonna handle the flow, and like I said, once you have a situation and at some point, you're gonna jet it. It's inevitable, just like every other sewer pipe. You're gonna jet it and then you're gonna have a problem.
So just hear you guys talk about the 15, like you think about how many basins and how many storm sewer catches that it has from Lamphere and why they went to a 15. There's a ton.
Yeah.
Compared to these two basins that you're gonna have with a small puddle that you're trying to disregard right now. Right, so most of that is going to be, you're not going to have near the flow or the amount of water that you have that you're catching on all.
Well, and you really don't know how yards are going to lay out. You know, somebody's going to go in there and, you know, lift up their yard or, you know, I mean, fill in their yard and slope it differently, or you could get pools or, you know, anything can affect that.
A huge upgrade compared to what's there now is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Not that a 15 wouldn't be interesting to find out the number, but 12-ish.
With what this difference is. Pay an engineer. I think he's in the ballpark because he's did a lot of engineering.
Think he did it all?
Yeah.
I would, to save a lot of hassle here because it's being paid for by TIF, looking at this and realistically looking at the fact of what he's provided us versus anybody else, he's done probably $3,000-$4,000 at least in engineering work that Mike would have charged us for. And with the difference that he's got listed here for deducting if we went to a smaller pipe, I mean, he's in a close proximity price-wise that the other guy would be at anyways. And so with that, I make a motion to have Bruce do it.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Berman.
Aye.
Block.
Nay.
Smith.
Aye.
And Bowman.
Nay.
Your Honor, 3 ayes, 2 nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next is striping of the streets, item number 11. We do not partake in this, correct?
Correct, yep.
So.
Make a motion to decline if we have to make that motion, because we've never done it in the past.
Second. Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Black.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
And Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, 0 nays, motion carried.
Item number 12, Scott County 2026 pavement marking.
Same thing. So I make a motion to decline.
Second.
Roll call.
Wait, which one are you looking at?
Number 12,
Scott County 2026 pavement marking.
I must have did something wrong. Okay.
No, say it ain't so.
Well, I had down striping the streets for Jim.
Yeah, well, you had, that was 11. Item number 11.
Yeah. We did striping on the streets on.
Yep, first motion was number 11.
So.
Striping of the streets,
that
is that
different?
Is, okay.
Yeah, it's different.
Hold up.
It's different.
Striping of the streets, is that our streets?
Yes.
Because I took it as yeah. Striping.
No.
Okay, sorry.
So okay.
Will you? Our streets.
Well, I've already got him down for Scott County pavement marking.
So item number 12.
Not to participate.
We decided, we elected not to participate. Item number 11, I go back to striping of the streets.
Okay.
Focus, folks.
So the streets that, Proline. his suggestion was, he said, usually when they do new streets, like all the ones, he said, they come back the second year and hit them again because the new, it gets sucked in there
and then it'll last. So his suggestion is to come back and do it again. Now, when you go and look at Loretta and North Mississippi and some of those things that we've done years ago, they're looking a little dingy. So I don't know if the council wants to do the second coat on for Proline and then maybe include some of the other streets too.
What other streets need it?
Well, North Mississippi, I mean it's not bad, but I mean it's you can tell they're fading out.
Did they get a second? The second year, did they get restriped again too? No.
Yeah.
Okay. So, are you talking about north of Mississippi or north of the pass? I bypass north side of the 61.
I'm talking the new concrete from from City Hall all the way to Loretta, and then even Loretta on the concrete there. Just the streets that the other streets that we have striped are getting dingy. They could probably use it. I don't know. Maybe not this year, but fairly soon.
Who did those ones? Was that Proline?
That was when you did. Who was that?
Selco.
Okay.
All we have is Main Street in Mississippi, don't we? West Loretta has stripes.
Yeah. Once you get off the asphalt, get on there.
Okay. Yeah.
And I guess that would be another question. Do you want to run a center line down
this property here?
Is the rest of the way of Loretta or not?
Well, I think, in my opinion,
it's
the dumbest thing I ever seen in my life that you come off of Mississippi Street and you got nothing, then all of a sudden you pick up a line.
I
think it needs to go from Mississippi all the way to Oak Lane. Yes, that would be my opinion. But
now that we have microsurfacing,
now that you have the microsurfacing on it,
probably should be done.
And we know that it's going to be a long term situation with microsurfacing because that road still looks good.
It looks really good.
Well,
what are they?
I don't know.
What's the normal maintenance like for restriping? What's that usually last? A while.
And he's right about that because they say the same thing in the asphalt. Once you stripe it the first time, and you let it sit for a season, then you go back in and restripe it, and you sometimes don't have to go back and restripe for 5-6 years or even longer, depending on what it is. Now.
How old is Mississippi now?
I was just going to say, Mississippi Street hasn't been restriped since the day they did it. No, I take that back. We did it the very next year because that was when it was all breaking up. So, what year was Mississippi Street done?
I knew you were going to ask me.
I don't know. I can remember it because I call it the summer of hell.
Before COVID?
I think it was right before COVID, wasn't it?
I mean, I've been here.
Yeah, it was before COVID.
2019.
In the beginning of my career here.
What's it all
start? I said 18, but I could be wrong. 18, 19? 2018 is when I think it was done.
Yeah,
18, 19? So you're already running on 6-7 years on that already. No matter how you look at it.
They're coming in anyway to do this. To redo what they did 2 years ago, right?
No.
Oh,
no.
Unless we tell them.
Okay. Not unless we.
But we recommend that they do it.
They suggested that that's what needs
I have
to
no
be
idea.
On.
Okay.
What they did needs to be a second coat on it.
Did they do that at no charge?
No.
No.
Did they tell us this before they came the first year and striped them?
Yes.
They did?
They told us the year that they striped this that we would want to put another coat on it the second year.
We just have them restripe every, I mean, if everything else is due, will that last us 6 years? I mean, you already got them out here if we add another street of striping.
Who else does striping?
The company you just said no to. I don't know.
Proline does a great job.
I think if I may stop for a minute, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to put a list together of what you